Squad member Summer Lee pushes to impeach Attorney General Pam Bondi. By Jasmine Jordan on March 25, 2026. Representative Summer Lee, DPA, on Tuesday renewed her calls for Attorney General Pam Bondi to step down as she advances impeachment efforts tied to the handling of Jeffrey Epstein-related files. In an interview with CT Media Network, Lee was asked, "If you could say something directly to Pam Bondi, what would you tell her?" Lee replied, "I want you to quit, but I don't expect you to quit. Have some respect for this country. Have some dignity for yourself." She added, "Too often, a lot of the picks that Trump elevates are embarrassments to the offices that they hold," and said Bondi's case was one of the more egregious. Lee continued, "This is not a country of Democrats and Republicans. This is not a country of the extremely wealthy and well-protected, and then everybody else. This is a country it should be, the one that we are building, where our government is accountable to the people, where no matter what your title is, you are accountable to us. Not simply the president, not a dictator, not a fascist. And unfortunately, it is just beyond clear to me that they have no interest in this. They are attempting to build the country for them. Only for them, only for the people who they agree with. They want a system of government, a system of laws that are different for those type of people than they are for us." The interview followed Lee's March 17 introduction of articles of impeachment against Bondi, which outline a series of alleged violations tied largely to the handling of Jeffrey Epstein-related records. According to the press release, the articles cite defiance of a congressional subpoena for the full, unredacted Epstein files, noncompliance with the Epstein Files Transparency Act, abuse of investigatory authority, defiance of federal court orders, and perjury in congressional testimony. The Attorney General of the United States is entrusted with one of the most solemn responsibilities in our democracy: to enforce the law fairly, impartially, and without political influence, Lee said in the announcement, adding that Bondi is breaking the law to protect pedophiles and prosecute Trump's political opponents. She described the impeachment effort as focused on accountability, transparency, and justice. The resolution alleges politicization within the Department of Justice, including the firing of career officials, the initiation of investigations into political opponents, and the dismissal of cases involving President Donald Trump and his allies. The measure was drafted with assistance from the legal advocacy organization Free Speech for People, whose legal director said, "An attorney general who defies Congress, disregards federal law, and misleads the courts cannot remain in office." The co-sponsors are Reps. Yasemin Ansari, Valerie Fauci, Dave Min, Rashida Tlaib, and Maxine Dexter. Lee's push comes as the House Oversight Committee, led by James Comer, has issued a subpoena requiring Bondi to testify on April 14 regarding the handling of Epstein-related materials. The committee said it is reviewing the possible mismanagement of the federal government's investigation into Jeffrey Epstein and compliance with the Epstein Files Transparency Act, adding that Bondi possesses valuable insight into these efforts. Representative Robert Garcia said in a recent interview that if Democrats win back the House, impeachment of Bondi has to be on the table if she does not comply with congressional demands over the Epstein files. Garcia said Bondi would be held in contempt immediately for failing to comply with the subpoena and not turn over the documents, adding, "She has to show up to the deposition." He said that if Bondi's noncompliance continues, Democrats would look at other more and stronger ways of either removing her or having the president remove her. Lee's effort is part of a wider pattern of impeachment initiatives targeting members of the Trump administration. Representative Shri Tanadar has moved to impeach Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, while Representative Haley Stevens introduced articles against Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Additionally, Democrats have pursued impeachment efforts against Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who has been announced for replacement by Donald Trump, with Mark Wayne Mullen scheduled to assume the role on March 31, 2026.